Let's turn the clock back to earlier this week. The House went ahead and took action on the abortion bill. Tell me how that went in the House and kind of what the demeanor was around the Capitol.
Well, the demeanor was mixed. I'll just say that there are high emotions on both sides of that issue. It was pretty calm. A number of DPS were around to make sure that was correct, and there was no disruption in the House. It pretty well went along party lines, and Republicans voted for the bill, and Democrats voted against it. I suspect the major reason some of the Democrats voted against it was not the 5 months or 20 weeks situation, but perhaps they're concerned over closing some of the clinics.
And let's, you know, I want to speak to that for just a second, because was there any discussion about separating those two things? Because obviously the old questions always come up. If these facilities close, then women would be forced into less safe situations if they're going to go ahead and have a procedure. And so that has to be something that's taken into account.
I was not on that committee that heard that bill, so I don't know exactly what all went down, but the author, they were trying to get the same bill through both sides of the Senate and the House, and so basically there were no amendments.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been done that way, and maybe that would have been better. I don't know, but this is what we got. I am confident, I guess you'd say, that I just can't stand the thought of an abortion of a 5 month old baby, or 5 months along in the pregnancy. That's frightening to me and hurtful, considering what I've been through in my life. So
mm-hmm.
I won't go any further than that.
Sure.
It's kind of scary to me.
I understand. Well, all right, let's move forward then, because obviously there are other things on the call for the special session, and being on appropriations, you're going to start addressing that today?
Well, we hope so. We're meeting at 1 o'clock. We had a hearing, I guess it was, I forget what day, it was Tuesday,
uh-huh.
And we heard some options. There were four or five different options laid out. I think we're going to come up maybe with a hybrid. I'm not certain exactly what it's going to be, and won't know until after the committee has met and a vote has been taken. But I believe that what's going to happen is that we're going to take the 25% of the gasoline tax that goes to education and send that to TxDOT. And then we'll make that up by taking an equal amount out of the monies that would go to the Economic Stabilization Fund or Rainy Day Fund and put that in education, so that it would be a wash. But one of the things that we've been trying to do all along is make everything more transparent, and people think they're paying 20 cents for highways, and they're really not, because 5 cents of that goes to education. So we're going to try to clean that up a little and make sure that education is made whole, and that more money goes to transportation.
So, in other words, things that would have ended up going into the rainy day fund won't need to, because there's money in there for right now, and y'all seem to feel comfortable.
That's correct.
Okay.
And I still think that for at least the foreseeable future that will continue to grow. But I was concerned all along about taking money out of the rainy day fund as a ongoing process and putting it into transportation, because all businesses all my life gone up and down, up and down, up and down, and I didn't think it was a stable source.
Sure.
So that's what I think is going to happen, and I also think that we may have an opportunity to take the at least a quarter of the growth in the automobile sales tax and direct it toward transportation. Those are things that have been thrown out there. You never know what's going to happen in committee.
That's why you do it. So anyway, we should have some sort of a better feel for that by middle of the afternoon than today.
I would think so. I don't know. Well, it won't be voted on today, I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we will know probably before 1 o'clock or before 2 o'clock what is going to come out of appropriations, and then it'll have to set over for 24 hours. Probably won't be heard until Tuesday of next week.
Okay. All right. Then we'll look forward to that, and we'll be able to talk to you next week. John Rainey joins us on Wednesdays when the House is in session, be it special session or regular session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, John.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
All right. See you later. Bye.